Minnesota Vikings fan, Vikings enthusiast, and pretty pumped up for the draft as well. Todd Walking Stick is spending a couple of minutes with me here. And here we go, Todd, actual live sports where we really don't know the result before we start watching this week, right?
Yeah, this is, I mean, like everything in life, it's a history. It's historical. I mean, I'm assuming commissioner is, you know, hoping everything goes well because it's all going to be very complicated to communicate.
That's true. They're dealing with a much different format, but the idea that something in the sports world is moving forward as scheduled and not being bumped off, and then, of course, we've all been watching a lot of replays on sports and things of that sort. But yeah, the draft, as far as a viewer goes, what do you think it's going to look like, and you know, what are you thinking for this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be so, well, like you said, you know, it's actually some real sports, even though it's not really sports, it's something other than repeats, but this weekend's just going to be awesome. It's, I think it's 4 hours Thursday, 4 hours Friday, and 7 hours Saturday, so my couch is going to get a nice impression of me for 15 hours.
And I would assume that the highlights and things of that sort, they're still going to be able to play those when different players are introduced for different teams. I'm imagining some of the, you know, the actual presentation of it will still be pretty slick, even as they try and communicate with different general managers, you know, in various home basements, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this whole thing is, you know, normally the players are at the green room or whatever, and then they come out and hug commissioner and get their hat or jersey. This whole thing's going to be bizarre. I mean, really, when you say you don't know, we really don't know. I mean, once the first pick is picked, and I believe it'll be the young man at LSU, but who knows? But yeah, that's going to be so cool to see. Just once you see the first one, and you kind of get a feel for, you know, the rest of the draft, because that's going to be really weird. Not the, you know, commissioner's in his basement. Commissioner Goodell will be in his basement, and I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be historical, and I'm sure they don't ever want to do this again, but, you know, it's a technology and the millions of dollars that people can spend. It will be done well.
So the Minnesota Vikings going into it, and as we're talking, Todd, Minnesota has the 22nd pick and the 25th pick in the first round, and then, of course, picks in pretty much every round after that. What is it, a dozen picks at this point, unless they make any moves? That's an awful lot of guys. What direction do you hope to see the Vikings go with their selections?
Well, I think most Viking fans have seen the offseason, how we've gotten rid of so many guys, and yes, all those guys needed to go, but it was just like we didn't sign anybody per se. I know the salary cap was the issue. Couldn't really afford to sign. They signed Michael Pierce out of Baltimore for defensive tackle to replace Lindvall. But, yeah, I mean, you've seen Ray, or not Ray, you've seen Rhodes go, you saw Waynes go, Everson Griffin. It's like, man, where's the pieces being replaced? But I think we're finally at the point for the Vikings to start with youth, and you know, this year might be tough, but I think if they play right, youth can really be productive coming up.
Have you dug into the draft enough to know if there are a number of cornerbacks and defensive backs that Minnesota could go after early?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this draft is rich in everything. I mean, cornerbacks we don't need, but wide receivers, I'm really salivating over a couple guys. I'd love to see Jefferson out of LSU come our way, but sounds like he's a top 10 pick. He had the big national championship game, and there's a few other guys. Like you said, the secondary is really thick with talent. So this is, we cannot screw this up, I don't think. This is too much talent that's sitting on the board. Even, you know, I've read that they might trade back and, you know, pick up more picks. I hope not. I mean, I like to even get one first round pick. Trade back to get more picks. I've read that scenario, but again, the Vikings are the Vikings. Spielman's magic number typically is 12. We're sitting at 12, so I'm not sure what he's doing.
Okay. And again, when it comes to needs for the Vikings, what are you, where are you at on that again?
Offensive tackle would be number one. I mean, obviously, we have to have someone to help protect Kirk. I believe Riley Reiff will be moved to guard, is what I've been reading. So if they can sign a left tackle or draft a left tackle, then there's a lot of those guys too. Kid I'm looking at is out of USC, Jackson's last name. But again, I'm reading more mock drafts that he may be gone by then. But there's plenty of tackles too, so that would be my number one priority. And then wide receiver, I'd love to see since Diggs left, and then defensive back. So those three is what I'd like to see us get. Not those orders, but just those three is what I'd love to see us get. In the top two first, and then a second-round pick.
For Minnesota to move Stephon Diggs, and they've obtained a guy or two, what are you thinking about with regard to that side of the offense for Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Thielen's going to be the man everybody's going to concentrate on, of course, until the other guys prove themselves, so that could be hard on Thielen, but he's done well. I mean, he must make it all. Nobody gave him a shot, but my goodness, he's, mm-hmm. you know, top NFL receiver, so I think there was a B.C. Johnson we had last year that came through, mm-hmm. so I think we'll be all right. I'd love to see, like I said, a first-round wide receiver, but mm-hmm. if we don't get one, as long as we get something we can use, that'd be my happiness.
Fans are going to be watching this and hoping and things of that sort for what comes next, but that's an enormous question mark right now as far as mini camps and draft camps and all those sorts of things. And Todd, we don't even know for sure if by September that they'll be playing football.
No, and you know, our season tickets are paid off, so mm-hmm. worst case scenario, they'll go to next year's account, but it'd be weird to watch home games on TV because I'm going to assume they're going to play it just without fans, but that's an assumption.
Okay, and how would you feel about that? Have you kind of gotten your mind around that idea that some of these sports, you know, because I know you're a fan of so many sports in general, but the idea of not being able to go to these things even though they may be held?
Right, and, you know, for obviously safety is our priority, and, you know, to tell people that are listening, that my daughter got the virus about a month ago. She's pregnant, and it's scary. It really is. She's okay. She's got a mild case, but we just want people to understand that it can happen to anybody.
Okay.
Being she's pregnant, she got to get tested. Otherwise, she would not have been tested, and then you don't know. But so we've lived through that, and it's scary, so I'd rather, you know, the Vikings are my love, yes, but so is my health. I'd like to live a few more years.
Yeah. And you say your daughter has recovered from it?
Yeah, she's recovered, yep.
Okay.
She had a mild case, but I mean, Governor Walz had said 40 to 80% of you will know somebody at some point where they'll be affected, and yep, my daughter called us on a Saturday and said she tested, so she's public with it. She wants people to understand that it can happen to anybody, and definitely scary. Thank God it's mild, and she's pregnant, the baby's okay, so yeah, it's... Our health is by all means priority, and the Vikings, I can't believe I'm saying, but I am, they are way second by a long shot, so you gotta be serious in life. Viking fan am I yet? Oh my goodness, yes, but also I love our health.
Okay. Well,